Out of neighbors, good morning, everybody. Morning market analysis time here on the Radio Oklahoma Network and Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes. We've got the latest on where we may be headed today on our cattle futures, corn, soybeans, wheat, and more up and coming in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff-funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey everyone, it's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Our cattle futures, live cattle feeder cattle contracts, a mixed bag yesterday, and they're starting to pay attention to and starting to try to even up a little bit ahead of the cattle on feed report that'll be out Friday afternoon. Of course, we also have cattle inventory report on Friday afternoon as well. Estimates for cattle on feed as of July 1, 1% above a year ago on the total number of cattle in our feedlots, 94.7% or about 5-6% down on placements compared to a year ago. Marketing is expected to be 2% bigger than that of 1 year ago. Live cattle futures already had some cash weakness factored in this week, so the fact that we were $2 lower up north on our cash cattle trade yesterday, not too much of a problem. Should allow us to at least maintain some of the sideways momentum that we've had over the last couple of days. Lower corn futures do hopefully provide some support to the cattle complex in the big scheme of things. Packers, on the negative side of things, have been able to continue to purchase needed cattle and contract for a few weeks ahead. That leaves them less aggressive in the cash market. As we mentioned, we were in the green on live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures in the red yesterday. August live cattle up 2 cents, 135.75. October up 22, 141.32. August feeder cattle down 92, 177.82. And September down 82. Our grain and our oilseed outlook in just a moment.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
The energy complex seems to be leading the way for some pressure in our grain and oilseed futures. At least that's the word we're getting right now. You've got that natural gas contract down 32 cents now at 768 per million BTU. Part of the reason for that, the Russians have restored the gas flow into Europe at the reduced level that was seen before they took that pipeline down for maintenance. Now, let's talk about these prices this morning going into the pause before the 8:30 restart. September Kansas City wheat down 2.25 cents, 868.25. December 874.75, down 3. September Chicago soft wheat down 3.75, 815.75. December down 3.5. September corn down 13.25, 579. December 574.75, down 15.25. The August soybeans down 19, 1430. November new crop down 23.25, 1309. December cotton down 226 points at 90.55 cents per pound. That is our morning market analysis. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.